Hello, and welcome to our 150th episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory, and I'm so excited you tuned in. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast. I can't believe myself. I've made 150 podcasts, and we're just a few weeks away from celebrating our three-year anniversary. It's been a lot of fun for me. I hope it's been educational and fun for you along the way as well. This week, I wanted to talk about something that came up for me when I was staying over at a friend's house. I was watching the news, and I normally don't watch the news just because I find it to be mostly annoying these days and counterproductive to my own creative practice. But I was at his place, and one of the things that came up is I was watching a series of interviews from people talking about how they remembered a more simple time and they thought about a more simple time. And I do think when you look back in history, there probably were simpler times. Now, those came with a whole host of different problems than we have today. But that notion of hearkening back to when things were simple or when things were easier or when they were perceived to be easier was something that got me thinking about an incident that's happened in my own creative life and my own photography. Because one of the things that I've realized in my photography is there are times when I am stifled by my own complexity. I'm stifled by my own ability to make my photography and my practice of photography as complex as possible. So in some ways, I kind of hearken back to a simpler time. I hearken back to a simpler time in my own creative craft, in my own creative practice, when I could make photographs that were easier to make. And I got to thinking about, why was that? What was it about those times when my photography seemed easier? What was it about those times when I felt like I didn't have to work? When I look back, is it just through rose-colored glasses? Is there a romanticism to the past of those times when I just happened to be in a real creative groove and things were actually just easier for me? Or was there something I was doing in my creative practice at the time that actually made it easier, that actually made it more fun, that made the process of creating photographs so much more easy than it is at other times? And I think that's actually the correct answer. I think that's actually the answer for me, is that there are certain things that I do that are ultimately in control of how I see my creative practice and my photography. And I would imagine this is the case for a lot of us, because it's very easy for us to pass blame onto something else or to believe that the world is evolving in a way around our photography or our creative practice that's preventing us from being what we want to become, because in a lot of ways, that's easier. But for most of us, we do have some level of control over our own creative practice. It's one of the few things that comes directly from us. It's organic to who we are, so we're not beholden to external pressures and things like that. So I think as you think about your own creative practice, and as you hear me talk a little bit about mine today, I'm hoping you realize that maybe if you're feeling stifled in your creativity, you're stifled in your photography, you're not getting the photographs you want, you're not creating the images you want, that may be some sort of internal self-reflection and a lack of just sort of awareness of where you are in your own practice, where a subtle shift in how you approach might make a big difference. I know for me, one of the things that adds to the complexity of my work is the more gear I add to the process. The more cameras I add, the more camera lenses I add, the more studio strobes I add, the more accessories I add, the more complex my photography gets. At the end of the day, when you think about what photography really is, it's a person, a subject, a camera, and a lens, and maybe some light. Actually, it always includes some level of light, maybe artificial light, natural light. But at its core, photography is very, very simple. It's a subject, a photographer, a camera, and some light. All that other accessories, all those other cameras, all that stuff that sits in the car, sits back in the studios, is basically noise that impacts your ability to process what you're doing and how you're responding to your creative practice. Thinking about, what do I need? Is this the right thing? If you only had one camera lens, you wouldn't have to think that. You would take out the one camera lens you had and you'd photograph with that. If you think back to when you first got your first camera and it came with that one lens, you didn't not photograph. You didn't not go out and do things. You took that one camera, you took that one lens, and you went out and thought how amazing the world was that was captured and seen through your camera. You didn't worry about all the noise around, did you need more stuff? That came later. Along those same lines, if you think back to when you first got that camera and you got it, and even if you were in auto mode and you just went out and took pictures and you just found cool things and you looked at them on the back of the camera, or you downloaded them to the computer, or you developed film, or however you experience capturing the image, you did that, and it was just amazing to see what you could find with a camera. Whether it was spider webs, whether it was portraits of your kids, whether it was a wedding, whether it was pictures of friends at the bar, it could have been a landscape, whatever it was, whatever drew you in to say, wow, I'm going to capture this. I'm going to look at this through this mechanical device, and I'm going to record and capture that and save that. That was the purity of it. But in your development as a photographer, in my development as a photographer, all of a sudden it becomes, well, what do I need to know to make a better photograph? Do I need to know more Photoshop? Do I need to know more chemistry in the darkroom? Do I need to know more about how to process my film? Do I need to know more about these camera settings? All of these things, yes, can help make you a better photographer. But they also become something that becomes complex. They add a layer of complexity to your process because now you've got to decide, do I already know this or did I already learn this and have forgotten it and I have to go relearn it again? Is this something I should have known? All this information starts to get in your head and it starts to remove you from that layer of just pure enjoyment behind the camera. I also think there's an interesting phenomenon I see with people about the difference between seeing it done and believing you did it. So if you just watch a YouTube video of how to actually shoot and process a photograph, or how to use a particular technique in Photoshop, or how to light a particular subject matter, just because you've seen it doesn't necessarily mean you've done it or understood it. So the complexity of just the information being available to you can make you believe that something is possible in your own skill set that may not be possible. You actually haven't gone out and achieved that skill set. You believe you have. You've added that complexity to your experience. That in itself could make it more difficult for you to actually process and enjoy your work because on some level, you know you haven't done that. So when faced with that obstacle, when faced with that challenge, of course you're going to step up to the plate. Of course you're going to try to do the right thing and make sure you create the best photograph possible. But did you really know that lighting technique? Did you really understand that post-processing technique? For most of us, until we do it, we actually haven't done it. We actually haven't acquired that skill set. So you now take on this complexity of all of this equipment, then you take on this complexity of all of this processing and post-processing and technical and technique knowledge, and you start to smash that together, you can start to see where the loss of the love of that first camera and that first lens could be something significant. It could be a huge challenge for you to be able to get back to that sense of freedom, that sense of wonder that happened from that first moment behind the camera. So the question becomes then, how do we as photographers get back to that? Because one of the things that I do believe is universal in the magic of photography and in the creation of images of importance is that we are amazed at what happens with the camera. We are amazed at what happens when we capture light. And so all of this equipment, all of this knowledge, all of these things that come together are all about putting us in the position to be successful at that. And just like that first time, we have to be amazed at what happens. We have to love what comes out of the camera to have that experience of it being something more, of it having that simplicity that people talk about craving. So if you think about how your own creative practice unfolds, less is more. Simple is good. If you talk to people who are learning lights, they'll tell you the first thing you do is you use one light because it's simpler than two lights. When you're learning how to process in the darkroom, it's one change at a time. You don't make 50 edits and then try to figure out what happened. It's one edit at a time and you build on that. You make things simple. So in your creative practice, if you're feeling like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed and I'm no longer enjoying what I'm creating, maybe it's because you've added so much complexity to the process. What you really wish for is something to be simple. You, your camera, and the light and the subject. And if you go back and start to focus on those four things, maybe you realize that what was truly missing in your photography, what was truly missing in the passion you had for photography, was that you made it so challenging for yourself to create new meaningful work. You made it so challenging for you to even feel like you wanted to pick up the camera because everything was about this pressure of noise, of change, lack of understanding of the influence of social media, how your photographs are going to be perceived. All of those things are external pressures against the joy of the photographic practice. If you sat down and looked at your own experience as a photographer, your own experience behind the camera, and looked at your photographs and thought about the photographs that were the most joyful for you to make, I would be willing to bet in most cases, or nearly all cases, it was for the joy of the photography. Even if it was a commercial job or a editorial job, there was the joy of the work. It was, like I said, you, a camera, the subject, and the light. That simplicity of just those four things made it such a great experience. It made it such a unique experience that you were able to carry that forward as something that you want to have always in your work. And if you look at the images that don't resonate, and you start thinking about all the things you have to do to make that photograph work, had to do to process that photograph, maybe it is in the complexity that things are lost. So I would encourage you this week to sit down and really think about what were those things in your own process? What were those things in your own work that made them so simple that they connected with you? And then look at your current process. Look at all the things you have. Look at all the things you do with your photography and start to peel back the unnecessary complexity to get back to that very simple experience, that very great time when it was just you getting to experience the core of your own creativity and your own experience behind the camera to produce something magical. Not for the love of Instagram, not for the love of Facebook, but for the love of your own experience with that camera. I think you'll find that if you can do that, you'll start to be able to translate that back into future work. You'll be able to keep your eye on the simple experience of that feeling in your chest and in your heart and in your gut when you make great photographs and carry that experience forward. I know for me, as I've learned more and more about the things I was applying to my photography that were completely unnecessary, whether it be keywording, whether it be organizing by name, whether it be trying to group by different subject matter, whatever it was, adding that complexity deterred from my ability to create the work that was significant and meaningful to me. By peeling back some of those layers, I've really been able to reconnect with what interests me, really find the subject matter that interests me, and try to create work from that. I wish you the best of luck in your process. I hope you try out this exercise. Like I said, for me, it's been pretty interesting to kind of figure out what that simplicity looks like and how that applies to my own creative practice. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get to spend time with loved ones, and don't forget to make sure you take photographs of them so that way you'll always have that in your memory and in your arsenal of photographs. You can always find us up on iTunes or on Google Play or any place podcasts are found. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.